Delving into the mind of Wallerstein, as we have been, is in some sense a negotiation with conventional usages, definitions. Despite his location at the most useful, honest end of the left academic spectrum. But we have been arguing, to paraphrase Audre Lorde, the master's words will never dismantle the master's house. But what is hella exciting is that we now know that words will dismantle it. I didn't know that before I entered into this journey, entered on this journey, entered into this exploration of, essentially, of power. Remember that line from Silence of the Lambs when the Clarice character turns the table on Hannibal Lecter and says, something like, why don't you turn that high-powered intellect on yourself, doctor? Or maybe you're scared to. Power is so busy keeping us not looking at them. Maybe there's some unpleasant truth, a history of abandonment in there they don't want us to talk about. These are not healthy souls. Just the opposite. So it is reclaiming our thoughts, disconnecting from that master's voice that gets us back, our world. That's exciting. I mean, it truly, because we have global means of communicating with each other. You feel me? If words will dismantle the master's house, and we have instantaneous global communication to transmit those words. It is within reach. It is within our ability to achieve. Not phony freedom, not the kind where they just exchange. The suits change, essentially. But actual individual freedom, because it is only individual freedom for every human being that will dismantle concentrated power. Big discussion. And before I forget, I want to say I really want to get some of these discussions, perhaps because we have this resource. In theory, I've been doing these little videos and they don't get ingested. There's this process where they're supposed to get ingested. That is to say, uploaded to the TV channel or whatever, channel 28 in the Bay Area, cable TV, it's supposed to air. Well, they just don't. No one can explain to me why mine are the only ones that never get ingested, never air on cable TV. I got a clue, though, when I butted heads with the director right away before I even knew he was the director. Who was telling us that this is our cameras and our? I said, no, this belongs to the people. He goes, no, it doesn't. It belongs to the city. Okay, all right. Now I was taught that means us. It don't. It's not us. And then he pulled my coat. And then he clarified matters for me. What's that corporation? I have a hard time remembering these corporations. Comcast, that's it. He said, no, it's not all city resources. Comcast is how we do this. They let us have cable access. Oh, I see. So this is Comcast stuff. And this is called privatization. This is called hollowing out government. And every day it gets worse. Every day it's like instead of the city doing this and that, it's some private corporation. And this is Berkeley. So you can imagine what it's like elsewhere. You know, it ain't the city changing out the lights. It's some private corporation. And it ain't the city cleaning out the sewers, the traps. It's some private corporation. They don't want us to have anything that's our own. We need our own things. Media tops the list.